are some of those fun things?
There are dance clubs in Athens. There are not dance clubs in Roswell. Or if there are, I'm not aware. And I don't really feel like there's much to do in Roswell. You can go walk in the park, but you can only do that so many times before it gets boring. And Athens, there's a thriving nightlife.
Thriving nightlife, she said.
Yes.
So how likely would it have been for people growing up in Roswell to maybe go to Atlanta to find these same sort of attractions that you can find here?
I'm sure they did. Mm-hmm. I heard of people going to Atlanta to do those kind of things. So.
How often, if ever, did you ever?
No.
No?
No. I wasn't very social in high school.
I feel like we've covered most of the topics. What's something about Roswell that just sticks out in your head that, you know, that exemplifies Roswell life, maybe, let's say?
Hmm.
Not to put you on the spot or anything, but if there's anything that pops in your head thinking about Roswell versus thinking about somewhere else.
I'm not really sure. I mean, I feel like people in Roswell are pretty snobby around here in general, because you can kind of tell because they're like, I'm from Roswell, places just like my mom. But I'm not sure.
Would you say Roswell is Southern in nature?
No. What? I would never say that I'm actually from the South as far as Roswell. My mom would always say that Roswell and the Atlanta area are exempt from being part of the South.
And why is that?
Because the rest of the country and most of the world views the South as uneducated and just not something that you'd want to be, I guess. And having Southern accents, et cetera, et cetera. And people around there didn't really have Southern accents in Roswell. Not much of them, at least, and they like to think that they're pretty educated.
So how far away would you have to get from the Roswell area before you would think you're in the South?
Well, we had some family friends in Dawsonville. They were in the South, even though they were north.
North of Roswell.
They were north of Roswell, but they were definitely from the South.
Okay. So, I mean, what other area, part of the country, do you think Roswell and Atlanta share the most in common with, if not their own geographical region?
I'm not really sure, because I've only ever been on the East Coast, and mostly just the Southeast, and all of those people don't want anything to do with people who are below such and such state that they live in. So I feel like the Roswell Atlanta area is pretty unique because it's not really like any of the other places per se. It's more cosmopolitan than most areas in the South, but it's definitely nothing like, you know, California or New York or anything like that. So.
Okay, we're gonna wrap up this portion. We ask this question at the end, and some people think it's something to say, some people don't. It's not a big deal. Can you think for a moment about any key historical moments or just anything cool that you would like to comment on for future generations to have or remember, because this is going to last forever, this tape, and,
well,
and
that's
we are not.
Just great. Okay, I will say that if I'm still making YouTube videos at such time that people listen to this video, and if YouTube still exists at that point, then they should go www.youtube.com/echorain, which is not spelled like they would think. So ECHOREYN. Hopefully by that point I will actually be making videos worth watching. Yes, that's what I'd like to say for future generations. Oh, and also, I will become a famous author, and you're going to have this on tape now. Kristen Dantrell will become a famous author one day.
What kind of things do you write?
I write young adult fiction, fantasy, in general, sometimes science fiction. So.
Very cool. And your specialty in video? I don't know what you would say. What do you do?
Right now, I don't really make anything worth watching. Pretty much, that's what I do. I make vlogs sometimes. And we made a video called Haunted Pants, which was pretty cool, my brother and I. It was about some pants that chased after a guy because he didn't use fabric softener. So yeah, what I really like doing on YouTube is making the mini movies.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really have time to do that very often, so.
Do you think that's something that's popular right now?
YouTube, yes. YouTube is very popular.
Yeah. And as far as making things for YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. A lot of my friends keep bugging me about being in videos because they all want to do something too. And I'm like, okay, let me write a script for it.
All right. Very cool. This has been Josh interviewing, by the way. And we're done, Ski, for that.